Blackstone Audio presents The Vanishing Act of Esme Lennox by Maggie O'Farrell. For Saul Seamus. Much madness is divinest sense to a discerning eye. Much sense, the starkest madness, 'tis the majority. In this, as all, prevail. Assent, and you are sane. Demur, and you're straightway dangerous, and handled with a chain. Emily Dickinson. I couldn't have my happiness made out of a wrong, an unfairness to somebody else. What sort of a life could be built on such foundations? Edith Wharton. Let us begin with two girls at a dance. They are at the edge of the room. One sits on a chair, opening and shutting a dance card with gloved fingers. The other stands beside her, watching the dance unfold. The circling couples, the clasped hands, the drumming shoes, the whirling skirts, the bounce of the floor. It is the last hour of the year, and the windows behind them are blank with night. The seated girl is dressed in something pale, Esme forgets what, the other in a dark red frock that doesn't suit her. She has lost her gloves. It begins here. Or perhaps not. Perhaps it begins earlier. Before the party, before they dressed in their new finery, before the candles were lit.